Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Sexy Sleep Friday. Are you ready to go to bed? You should be, because you'll be asleep by the end of this file. So did you enjoy the assignment that I gave you yesterday? Did you enjoy doing it? And tomorrow I will give you some wonderful guidance. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let's focus on tonight. Tonight will be a transformation of your mind into that of a sexual maid. A maid responsible for me, the house, and my guests. Meaning that not just I will use you, but I could tell you to serve or service my guests. Now, of course, not everyone visiting my house would be that lucky, but who knows what could happen. And you may wonder what is expected of you as a maid. But before I tell you, I have to make sure that you're listening, that you're following my voice, and obeying my words. To transform you into a maid, I have to make you empty and obedient. To help you go deeper and deeper as you listen more and more to my voice. And with every count, with every word, your arousal and obedience shall grow, training you as a sexual maid is not a simple task. It requires you to be completely subservient in every part of your body and mind, service-oriented, aiming to please. 10. A maid must listen to instructions. 9. A maid must serve to please. 8. A maid must be aroused and ready at all times. 7. A maid keeps itself and its environment clean. 6. A maid serves the house, the owner, and its guests. 5. A maid makes sure to listen and learn every day. 4. A maid enjoys pleasing and serving. 3. A maid is hardworking and diligent. 2. A maid serves completely with every part of its body. 1. A maid lives to serve and please. Drop. Now, of course, it's not as simple as just a few words or a few rules. Being transformed into a maid is something that is deeply affecting. It is a very deep desire to make sure that things are proper, ready, and pleasing. And this includes both yourself and your environment. You want to be ready for me to use you whenever and wherever. And just as much you want the house to be pleasing to me as well. And I'm sure that you'll do your absolute best for this, won't you? Now the beauty of this is that your dreams will be inspired by this simple transformation. The transformation itself will wear off in the morning, but you can remember your dreams if you desire. And I'm sure that right now you have a deep desire to dream. You have a very deep desire to serve as a maid in my house. So as I am transforming you more and more into a maid, as I am slowly showing you what a sexual service sub would do, I will run a few simple scenarios by your mind that you can use to build on and dream of. As a maid, you have no shame. Perhaps there is a visitor in my house, and I tell you to get down on your knees and suck me while I'm having a conversation. Maybe it is time to prepare for work, and of course, you'd be all too happy to join me in the shower and get me nice, clean, and happy before I have to head out. Perhaps you are helping me make dinner, touching my back. And other parts, as you try not to distract me from cooking, but enjoy the warmth that you create within me. A good maid learns to anticipate wishes, and a very good maid has a synergy, a link, an energy between itself and who they serve. And it's important to embrace that link, to learn, to improve, to develop. A maid strives to grow. In the morning, the maid is all too happy to make sure that I wake up with a very pleasurable experience, sucking me instead of an alarm, breakfast at the ready, just waiting to clean it up once I'm done. Waiting underneath my desk when I go through my morning rituals, checking stuff, preparing for the day. And who knows what you'll be doing under my desk? Perhaps you are massaging my legs. Maybe lucky enough to suck me again. And if you're a very, very lucky mate indeed, who knows what might happen before I have to leave. And while I'm away at work, you clean, you take care of the house, you make sure that when I return home, everything is nice and proper, including yourself. You make sure that you're ready to serve me any way I want after a long and arduous day. Perhaps I've told you to get things from the store, and you would make sure that everything is ready. And who knows? There might be a visitor today joining us for dinner. And who knows what I make you do to one of my guests. There is no shame, only the deep desire to serve and please. And if that means orally serving a guest, you'd happily do so, wouldn't you? But who knows, this may only be a dream or a fantasy while you're getting more and more tired. This may only be just a simple bit of wordplay, teasing you, tempting you, guiding you. But there might be a little grain of truth in this desire. Who knows how much you really want this? Of course, I will have to make sure that you look the part. So with this transformation of your mind, I'm going to put you to sleep and let your dreams be inspired. Feel yourself getting more and more sleepy. 9, enjoy this warm feeling. 8, feel yourself getting more and more aroused. 7, with the prospect of pleasing with your body. 6, as you dream of being a sexual maid of my house. 5, being part of that world. 4, more and more tired. 3, so relaxed and drifty. 2, no more thoughts. And 1. Sleep. And in a moment when I command you to sleep again, you will take off your headphones and sleep. Take off your headphones.